Julius Hallam died in South Africa on the 15th of July, 1990. The hoped-for Happy Valley life he had sought for himself in Kenya following the loss of the Orange River diamond mines had not materialized. A second marriage, for money, had been short and as mismatched as his first with Gwen. But, as he said himself, less fun. He died penniless. The only family mourner at the funeral was his son, George, who, as soon as his father was laid to rest, sailed from Cape Town to seek his fortune in England. He took with him no great hopes for the future, no possessions, just an introductory letter to the family solicitor, Hockley, Hall and Robinson, a greed as great as his father's, much boyish charm, and a determination to retrieve the light cape, the last and largest diamond of the Hallam family necklace, which he believed to be his by right. Diamonds by John Peacock. Play 3. Diamond Cut Diamond.
George Hallam?
Mr. Hockley.
I'm sorry to keep you. I understand that you're trying to locate Gwen Hallam, your father's first wife.
Yes. I was hoping you might be able to help me.
Well, that's not very likely, I'm afraid. Your father asked us to find her for him back in 1971.
I didn't know that.
He was in some financial difficulty and seemed to think that she would help him out. Knowing a little of the circumstances of their marriage, I didn't think it very likely. Still, he seemed convinced he could persuade us, so we instigated a search, which failed.
I see.
Moreover, while looking for Gwen, we came across a friend of hers, Miss Jean Collier, who used to accompany her on the piano. Your father met Miss Collier, and she said that although they'd lost touch, Gwen might contact her again. He lost £500 with us, and we made an agreement with Miss Collier that if she did come across Gwen and notified us, she'd receive the money.
£500?
So far, we've heard nothing, and we're talking, what, 20 years? I'm afraid that even assuming she's still alive, we'd be unlikely to find her.
Come on, Gwen, try to eat this. Why won't you try?
She doesn't want it.
It's only a rich tea biscuit. Please, Mum.
She wants to be let go.
Jean's here to see you.
Let her go, Alice.
You know Jean?
Alice.
She doesn't even know me most of the time. She just stares and I think there's nothing there, no memory. Then suddenly I'll say something and she looks at me and she smiles. And I'm sure she's heard everything. I can't let her go. I can't.
Gwen died on the 20th of July, 1991, almost a year after George arrived in England. And 3 days before what would have been her 88th birthday.
This was her favourite hymn.
And a lot of other people's if the state of that record's anything to go by.
I did my best.
Oh, Alice, I'm sorry. Didn't mean that.
Not what she dreamed of, though. Not much of a show, is it? For 88 years.
The ashes should have been ready by now. I'm glad you stayed with me. Best, really. I wouldn't want to have to come back for them. But look, orchids. They're pretty. Who sent them? Can you see?
No. There doesn't seem to be a card. Perhaps your Josie.
Won't be her. You'd think she could have made a bit of an effort to be here, though, wouldn't you? I suppose they'll give us a list when they get round to it.
Yes.
I don't think I can walk past my wreath again. £24 I paid.
What does it matter?
£24 and nothing but silver leaf and holly.
Oh, Alice.
I'm glad she's not here to see it.
It doesn't matter.
Ruby somebody. Floral art. Bottom of Nelson Street.
Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Your mother's gone, Alice. It couldn't matter less. Orchids or holly, it couldn't matter less.
For the past 2 years, I've lived her life more than I've lived mine.
Yes.
And she wouldn't like them.
Despite a life spent chasing dreams of wealth and glamour, Gwen Hallam's ashes were finally displayed on the mantelpiece of her daughter's bed-sitting room, on the top floor of a condemned terraced house in Westbourne Park, 4 stories tall with basement, overlooking the railway line to Paddington. She was flanked by a pool's coupon and a signed photograph of herself, wearing what appeared to be a diamond necklace.
£24. Wish I'd never seen it. Where was Moses when the lights went out? In the dark, eh, Gwen? Which is where you've left me, in the bloody dark. House next. Can't hold them off much longer. You'll be rich, Alla. That's what you always said. Not just rich, but rich, rich. So where did you put it?
Hello?
Mr. Hallam, it's Jean. Jean Collier.
Yes, Jean.
Just to say that the funeral was this morning at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And I sent the flowers that Mr. Hockley said you wanted. Orchids.
Good. Now, when can I see you?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know you wanted to see me.
I still need your help. There'll be something more for you, Jean. I'll see you all right.
I feel badly about it.
There's nothing to feel badly about. What's wrong in sending flowers to be remembered by? Now, where can we meet?
Soho Square, corner of Frith Street.
Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. You won't let me down, will you?
No.
Morning. No face.
Is that for Mrs. Whittaker? I'll take it up if you like.
Oh, that's very kind of you. All right, is she?
Well, I hope so. I'm her daughter.
Oh, I see. Well, it's no good ringing. She won't answer. I'll let myself in. Keys under that broken slab. Here we are. I always like to go up and keep an eye on her.
Oh, thank you.
Tell her hello from me.
Yes, I will.
I'll normally take a post up as well.
Oh, right.
And yesterday's standard.
Thank you.
Look at this from Selkirk. He wants me to see him on Thursday. Alternative accommodation again. What good's that to me, starting a new home at my time of life?
Whatever it is, you've got to take it. They've already boarded up the other side of the street. You ought to be grateful. This place is falling apart.
Not my room.
Well, and it's damp. You've only got to touch the walls.
Well, it's an old house.
Wringing wet.
You expect a bit of damp. I'll keep the fire on. Look, I've got it on now. That's not damp. Not what I call damp. Not damp, damp. Well, feel it. Go on. You said you only have to touch it. Touch it, then. Feel it.
I don't have to.
Going on about the damp. Feel it.
You're just being stubborn.
How do you know what I'm being? The way I feel.
You know you are.
You don't learn about people from Christmas cards and funerals.
Oh, Mum.
Well, it's true. You don't really think about me. But what's happening to me, you know damn well you don't. Or why weren't you at the funeral?
Oh, after the way Gran treated you, I couldn't be such a hypocrite. She used you all her life, only here when she wanted something.
If you couldn't be there for her, you could have been there for me.
Anyway, I'm here now, aren't I?
Oh, yes, yes, you're here. But only because you feel you have to be. You're all guilt and duty. You stink of it. You wouldn't come just to visit, just to help out. Guilt and duty? Always have been. Be honest, eh? Give me credit for 60-odd years.
How was the funeral? You say Jean went with you?
Yes, she stands by me.
In any case, it doesn't matter what you say. I do care about you, and I don't like the thought of you living here.
Never bothered you before.
You've never been here on your own before.
50 years?
Not on your own. What if something should happen to you?
I have an arrangement with the milkman. Come on. Don't let's talk about the house. Conversation. How are you all? Let's talk properly, eh? I've had months, Josie, talking to Gwen. She didn't even know who I was half the time. I mean, you and me used to be so close. I don't see Jean nearly so much since she's moved out. I must talk to someone just about ordinary things. Please. Oh, for God's sake. I'm not going to leave Josie, and that's that. Besides, I have to stay here.
Why?
There's something I have to do.
What?
You'll find out soon enough.
He left you his paper, the milkman.
Thank you.
Oh, look at the time. Don't put any more water in that for me. I'm going to have to go.
You've only just got
here. I know.
I've hardly seen you.
No. Well, there you are. Right then.
We never talk. You never mention the children. How are they?
They're fine.
Jane's at school now, I dare say.
Oh, not till September.
I wish you'd bring her to see me. I wish you would. And Alan? How's Alan?
Shooting up. I can't keep up with him in clothes.
You are the same. You don't have to tell me. Haven't you just got time for one more?
I can't, Mum. I wish you'd leave here.
You'd stay longer if I was somewhere else, would you?
I didn't mean that. Go on Thursday. See what he can offer you instead. What time does he want to see you?
3 o'clock.
Well, at least do that. Somewhere with people around. You promised you'd move when Gwen died.
We'll see.
And what are you going to do about her room?
Jane will help.
Well, I hope so. You can't manage it by yourself. Don't come out. I'll find my own way down.
Well, let me see you onto the landing.
You're going to have to get out or he'll just evict you. And then what?
I'll go when I'm ready.
He can't demolish the house with you in it, Mum. He's got to get you out. Here, take this.
What are you doing?
Treat yourself to something.
No, like... I won't. I don't want it. Put it back.
Well, come on.
No, no. You see... Oh, you don't understand.
You don't. Please. For me. Oh, come on. For me, Mum. It's not much.
Oh, all right.
I'll try and get down again before too long.
Yes.
And look after yourself.
Mind how you go. You have to pull the front door hard.
Right.
£20? I thought I was turning down more than that.
Yes?
Where can we talk?
I live just around the corner. Frith Street.
You've had the £500 from Hockley?
Yes.
There's an extra 30 to cover the orchids. You didn't say who they were from?
No.
And you haven't told anyone that you were in touch?
No.
Good.
Why are you doing this?
It's owed. Gwen had a child, didn't she?
Yes, a daughter. Alice.
I want to know where she is.
You didn't say anything about involving Alice.
My family owes a great deal to Gwen. I want to do something for Alice as well.
Would she want you to find her?
I'd hope so. If you don't want to help me anymore, it doesn't really matter.
I promised your father 20 years ago, before he went back to Africa, that I'd let him know where Gwen was if I met her again. I've done that now.
If you were alive, I'm sure he'd be as grateful as I am. I should be able to find her myself now. It won't be as easy as you just telling me. Still.
Do you smoke?
Yes.
Only, I've run out.
Here.
Look, empty.
No, please.
Here's the packet.
Oh, luxury these days.
Help yourself.
Thank you.
The offer's still there. £100 for the address.
I'd want to see her myself first. Alone. I'll have to do that, then I'll give you the address.
Can't you ring her?
She's not on the phone anymore.
I'll give you my mobile number, and you can ring me as soon as you've seen her.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Must it be tomorrow?
Yes. 6 o'clock. It's important. And you're not to mention me. I want to surprise her.
Alice, come back with me now. Stay with me.
You're a good friend, Jean, but I can't.
Why not?
Not yet.
But why? I'm worried about you.
It's Gwen's necklace.
What about it?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, you know very well where it is. It's in a safety deposit box.
It isn't.
But it is, Alice. She had one key and her solicitor had the other. We talked about
it. She took it out. A year ago. Before she became really ill.
So, where is it? I haven't got it here. Oh, Alice.
It'll be in a room somewhere. You know what she was like before the end. Hiding everything. Bits of food. Knives. I didn't realise it was missing till a few days before she died. By then, she wouldn't or couldn't tell me where.
You've got to find it.
I will.
I'll help you.
No, I will. I'll start tomorrow.
All the same, why don't you just come back with me for tonight?
I can't. Not till I find it.
Oh, Alice.
I'm quite all right. What on earth's the matter? What is it?
Well, there is something.
What's happened?
Oh, you know how hard it is, struggling on your own, making ends meet. Sometimes we do things. We have to do things. Sometimes on the spur of the moment that we wouldn't otherwise. Well,
what are you trying to say?
If I were to do something like that, you'd forgive me, wouldn't you?
We're friends, aren't we?
Does today mean anything special to you?
No, why should it?
But think. Not an important day at all.
No.
Up at 6.
What's the matter?
I think I'd better go.
Oh, not while you're upset.
Yes, I must. I have to. Get something sorted.
They're rehearsing.
Yes.
Carnival band calls. I'll see you down.
No, I'll manage.
You won't forget the front
door, no.
Lots of love, then.
And you.
What is it? Can't you say? We've known each other too long for upsets. It doesn't matter what it is.
I'll be in touch.
If you're sure,
it's
but...
It's just something I said I'd do, but I've been wrong, and I've decided not to. Oh, and Alice... Don't tell anyone about the necklace. As far as you're concerned, it's still in the safety deposit box.
See you Thursday.
I'll be here.
Jean.
Oh. You followed me.
From your home.
I see.
I had to make sure you wouldn't let me down.
I wouldn't let anyone down.
No?
No. I was going to ring you tonight.
You won't have to now. Come in here. I've got the money. You don't want Alice to look down and see us, do you?
Look, I'm sorry. I don't want to be involved anymore.
You are involved. You said you'd help me.
I've done what you asked. Please, just let me go.
Well, take your money anyway.
I don't want it.
You need it, don't you?
Not that much. Whatever their differences, your father cared for Gwen. He would have cared for Alice. I don't think you do.
Here's the £100.
She always said the Hallams thought they could buy anything. No, I've told you I don't want it. Come upstairs with me now and talk to her. You wanted to know where she lived. Well, now you do. Come upstairs and talk to her.
It's too late.
Why? Too late for what? It can all be sorted. I'm going back up. Are you coming with me?
No.
Then I'll go myself.
Oh, no. You don't.
Don't be silly. What are you doing? Please let me go.
As far as you're concerned, it's still in the safety deposit box. So where is it?
The necklace.
Yes.
Please let me go.
Well, how can I do that now?
I thought you were her friend.
And she thought you were.
Oh. All bedtime, eh, Gwen? I'd be settling you down now. See what tomorrow brings. Lock the door of our penthouse, eh? Oh. I wish you were here, Gwen. I wish anybody was here.
That night, as Alice sat awake in her chair by the fire, pondering on the likely hiding places of the riches she'd been promised all her life but never known, four floors below in the basement, her half-brother, George Hallam, carefully concealed the body of Jean Collier among the mess of worn-out carpets, linoleum, junk-filled cardboard boxes, and all the other accumulated debris of his half-sister's life. Then he too settled down to dream of the treasure he was determined would soon be his. George sat in the hot basement. Outside in the street, drums were beating. For all the world, this did not seem like England. In order to rid his mind of what he had done, he imagined he was back in Africa and likened himself to his great-great-uncle and namesake, George Hallam, who, over a century before, had also found himself in a new country, searching for diamonds and not caring who he hurt in the process.
Just now. I'll get it in a minute.
Right, you are.
Till tomorrow. Alice.
Oh, good God. What do you want? How on earth did you get in?
It's all right.
It's not all right.
Oh, please.
It's not all right at all. Who are you?
Just sit down. Sit down. You'll fall.
But I...
Where you are, on that step. Sit down.
But I...
Sit down.
Oh.
There. Good. You're all right. You are Alice, aren't you?
I wanted to know.
It's all right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I startled you.
Who are you? Selkirk sent you.
Selkirk? No, I'm George Hallam.
What?
Julius's son.
I didn't know he had a son.
I heard Gwen had died.
Yes.
And I wanted to see you.
That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. You frightened me. I thought you were going to have a go.
It's all right. Don't try to talk. Just stay quiet.
Yes.
Come on. Back to your room.
Yes.
Can you manage?
Yeah, yes. No, not really. Oh, I can't. It's no good. You'll have to help me up. It's arthritis.
Wait then. Put your arm round my left shoulder when I bend down. There.
Oh, thank you. I'm all right now.
Sure?
Yes, thank you. I'm all right now. You see? I'm all right.
Good. Let's go in.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Let's go inside.
So,
turn that off for me, please? Oh, thank you. Oh, so, Julius's son.
He remarried in Kenya after he separated from Gwen. Marion Napier, 1930.
We didn't know that.
No.
Are they still married?
It lasted less than a year. They're both dead.
Oh.
I'm sorry I alarmed you. I sent some flowers to the funeral with a message, letting you know...
Orchids?
That's right. The father died last February. I sent them, but they're from him, really. He was very fond of Gwen.
We got the orchids, but not the message. That makes you my half-brother.
Yes.
This is my home. I didn't invite you in, related or not. And I can ask you to go anytime I like.
Yes, Alice.
But I'm making some tea, so would you like some?
Thank you.
I'm 64.
I'm 50.
George told Alice the story of his life in Africa. They talked through the afternoon, and in the early evening, passing the basement door, they went out for a meal. On their return at 8 o'clock, when it would have seemed to Alice the natural time for George to leave, he hesitated at the door of her room.
I cut my hand last night, Alice. It's catching on my cuff. You couldn't let me have some sticking plaster, could you?
And Alice let him in.
You're not expecting anybody?
No. You'd better take your coat off if I'm to do it properly. I'll get some Dettol. Is it a clean cut or what? How did you do it?
Oh, broken glass. Gwen lived here, did she?
Yes. 10 years. But she was very poorly for the last 18 months. Towards the end, I was doing everything for her. She didn't even know who I was. There. That's that done.
Ah, thank you, Alice. She had her own room then?
Yes, through there.
Oh, may I see it?
Now?
Why not?
I'd rather you didn't.
Why not?
I don't want you to.
Well, I'd still like to. My father spoke so much about her.
Well, there's nothing to see. It's an awful mess in there. She had so much stuff. She brought it all with her. It's just cases, trunks, furniture. Besides, I haven't been in there myself since. I mean, it's not cleaned or anything.
Come on. I'm here to help, Alice. That doesn't matter. I'm family. Oh, it's locked.
Yes.
Why?
Because.
Nothing to hide. Where's the key?
On the... dresser.
Oh, come on. Trust me.
These are all her things. Everything she ever had is here.
Everything?
A bit of a mess, I'm afraid.
Looks as if it's been ransacked. Why do you call her Gwen?
It was what she wanted. She said I looked older than her. Too old to have a mother. Call me Gwen, she said. Be a friend. So I did. But I wanted to have a mother.
Well, you have a brother. Well, you have a half-brother.
And that's got to be better than no brother at all.
Hasn't it?
Yes, George.
What do you know about the necklace, Alice? The Hallam necklace. Did Gwen tell you the story? My father never told me. He told me about how his grandfather had cheated Thomas Thacker to get the diamond mines. He told me about his arranged marriage with Gwen. Well, he even told me about the Ollies.
Even those, did he? Gwen told me about the Ollies.
Even those. But never, never about the necklace. He left me a letter.
Saying what?
You don't know?
I know nothing about a necklace. I've never seen a necklace.
Come on, Alice. Gwen used to keep it in a safety deposit box.
I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth.
The photograph.
What photograph?
Of Gwen, back there, on the mantelpiece.
I don't know what you mean.
She's wearing it.
I'll look at the photo to remind me of her, not of what she's wearing.
Well, it doesn't matter. Half brother, half sister, eh? I understand.
You tell me what was in the letter.
All right. In 1927, when my father and Gwen separated, everything they possessed involving the Orange River diamond mines was transferred to Catherine Thacker, except for the Hallam necklace, which, as the wife of the eldest son, had been given to Gwen. Gwen, it seems, had a copy made, but the central diamond, the light cape, she had placed in the centre of the fake necklace, and an artificial stone placed in the centre of the real necklace. When she and my father separated, they gambled and chose one each, blindly. My father ended up with the real necklace, which included the false stone, and Gwen with the false necklace, which included the real stone. Catherine Thacker took my father to court for recovery of her diamonds, and when she discovered the central diamond was false, he gave her £40,000 to compensate, refusing to say how the fake stone had got there. He was very honourable to Gwen, and she was never implicated, because he knew she would have been charged with fraud. The necklace itself, even the fake, was made by Andreas Kieft, and is worth a fortune. Gwen could never sell it. All she could do was possess it. I wonder what she did with it.
Why are you so interested?
I'm not. I just thought you would be. Oh, look at the time. I'd better go. Got to find a hotel yet.
I'd ask you to stay here, but...
But what?
But nothing. George allowed himself to be talked into staying. They would both have to sleep in Alice's bed sitting room, but they were, after all, half brother and sister.
I can't take over your bed.
Look at it.
What do you want about?
Look at it, please. Will you do as I say? The bed. Pull back the covers.
So? There's an unmade-up bed.
That's right. I haven't been able to sleep in that since my friend Jean left. It's too low, you see. But like I couldn't get off the stairs earlier on. It's arthritis. I sleep in this chair now with a blanket. Used to it. I'm telling you the truth. It's not that comfortable anyway. Bathroom's next to the loo. I'll get you a towel.
Oh, got to open the window. It's like a sauna in here. The night goes on forever, eh, isn't it? When you can't sleep.
They're getting ready for the carnival.
Doesn't seem like England anymore. Heat. Bloody music.
Yeah. We always used to go, Jean and Gwen and me, every year. Near a birthday, you see. Didn't miss any of it. And at night, we'd come back here, we'd have a joint. And I don't mean a Sunday roast. Helped all my aches and pains. Still, can't afford pot, not on my pension. That's one thing I'd be glad to have some money for. That would change my life.
You soon will have, Alice.
Time's running out, though.
For what?
To find the necklace. When I'm gone, she said, you'll be rich, Alla. I used to say, well, hurry up and go. You're taking bloody long enough about it. I've spent most of the last 15 years just waiting to be rich. Waste, George. A terrible waste.
You do know where it is, then?
It's somewhere in her room. She hid it.
You could almost feel George smile.
Then tomorrow we must find it.
Mrs. W. Everything all right today?
Yes, dear. All the better for seeing you.
Go on with you. It's a letter for you today.
Oh, thank you.
Till tomorrow, then.
Right you are. Letter from Selkirk.
Who's Selkirk?
The landlord. Not interested in anything that man has to say. I'm supposed to be seeing him today. Get my marching orders. Well, that's all paste and glass. There's stage stuff. Won't find any diamonds there. What's that?
A theatre programme. No known Annette.
She saw that with your uncle.
I don't have an uncle.
Cora's husband, Jamie. Gwen always thought he was in love with her.
Cora never married.
She didn't. That's sad.
What's in this case?
That's not Gwen's, it's mine. It won't be in there.
What's in it?
Just a few things. There! Don't do that. It's locked. I'll get the key.
What sort of things?
Just a few private things, George. I'll show you, but please, just don't touch them.
Clothes.
Please, they're LB's.
LB?
My late husband. Just a few memories, that's all.
Razor, links, studs. How old was he when he died?
I'd rather not talk about him.
Good man, was he? I bet he was.
He was. Matter of fact, he was a very good man.
He wouldn't have minded me borrowing his shirt and his razor, would he?
He wouldn't, no.
Why do you keep all this?
I like to.
Not him, though, is it? What's gone's gone.
I don't want you to wear Albie's clothes or use his razor.
I was starting to stink in this heat. He was about my size. It must have been. It's only a shirt, Alice.
Yes.
There's a fine watch there.
I bought it for him on his 50th birthday. He'd lost the one he had before that. The strap broke. Very upset he was, so I replaced it.
He was a lucky man.
Yes, well, I was lucky in all with him. I was lucky. I realise it more now than I ever did when he was alive.
I'll go and get some food. Or ring out for some.
I'm not on the phone anymore.
I've got a mobile.
Whatever you think, then.
It's only a shirt.
That's as may be.
Come on, Alice.
Oh, that must be Jean.
Wait, I...
Mum!
No! It's Josie, my daughter.
Mum. Hello.
Josie, this is George. George, this is my daughter, Josie. George is...
I'm a friend of your mother's. I come to help her sort out Gwen's room.
Well, I thought you said Jean was helping you out.
Yes, so I did, but she couldn't make it.
Well, then it's lucky George did.
What are you doing here? You didn't say you were coming today.
You have to see Selkirk at 3. I thought I'd go with you. Besides, I want to make up for yesterday.
Make sure I do the right thing, eh?
The best thing.
Well, as you can see, I'm busy.
It'll only take half an hour.
Well, you go, Alice. I'll carry on here.
No. I'll have to lock up.
Of course. Well, I need to buy a few things. You go with Josie and I'll meet you back here in... How long will you be?
Oh, about an hour.
An hour and a half, then.
We can't wait any longer. The demolition's going ahead next week. A van will be arriving at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'll see. Out in the street, just like that.
It's not just like that, Alice. Be fair. We've been as helpful as we can. We've sent you enough warnings and you won't be on the street.
3 more days?
Tomorrow morning.
I won't go.
Yes, you will. She will, Mr. Selkirk.
We've found you a room in the same building as Jean. It's the best we can do. Progress. You've got to accept it, Alice.
My Albie gave you a room in our house.
And I'm giving you a room in one of mine.
Thank you.
I was sorry to hear about Gwen.
With Albie, it wasn't progress, it was kindness.
A van will be with you at 9 o'clock. Here are the keys. It's the room opposite Jean's.
How do you feel now?
How do you think? All I wanted was 3 more days, one even.
Oh, what difference would an extra day make? You'll be with Jean.
Will I?
Of course you will. Why do you say that?
I'm worried about her. I want to go and see her now. She said she'd be around this morning and she wasn't. She never lets me down. She was upset. I know something's wrong.
Well, let's go. You can look at your room at the same time.
It'll be lovely to have you here. I expect Jean's pleased.
She doesn't know yet.
We've come straight round from Selkirk's to tell her.
But she's staying with you, Alice, isn't she?
No, why did you think that?
Well, I knew she was coming to see you on Tuesday. And, of course, knowing about your mother, I thought she must have decided to stay on with you.
You mean you haven't seen her for 3 days?
No.
Well, I'll pop in, see everything's all right.
Oh, shall I come with you?
No, you stay here. It won't be a minute.
Do you want a key?
I've got her spare. Jean?
The clock had stopped.
Jean!
Otherwise, everything was as Jean had left it. On the small table beside the door, Alice found a piece of paper on which was written a telephone number and the words, Alice, 6 p.m., 26th of August. And she remembered that was the day Jean had visited her. Beside it was an envelope containing £30. She left the money, but took the piece of paper.
You don't have to come back with me, I'll be all right.
You sure?
Yes. But I want you to do something for me.
What?
This telephone number. Will you ring it when you get home?
Whose is it?
Well, it doesn't matter whose it is, just ring it.
But what am I supposed to say?
Wait till somebody answers. Then hang up. Please.
Oh, what time?
What time will you get back?
6-ish?
6:30 then. On the dock, mind.
George arrived back at Alice's house 30 minutes before she did, carrying a few items of grocery and 2 cans of petrol, which he took into the basement. When Alice returned, he was seated on the landing outside the bedsitter, waiting for her.
Frozen pre-cooked rubbish. Why couldn't you get proper food? You could have got a nice leg of lamb.
Didn't have time to pick and choose.
Had time to get your alcoholics, though, didn't you? Had time to pick that.
I got you some sherry.
How's your hand?
Huh?
Your hand.
Oh, better. Did you see Jean?
She was out.
Ah. What about your landlord?
I have to leave here the day after tomorrow.
Have they found you somewhere else?
Yes. I'm moving into the same building that Jean lives in.
Nice for you, then.
Yes.
Doesn't give us much time.
No.
We'd better get started.
I'm having a drink first, on the balcony. And none of that sherry. I'll have a whiskey. Come on, George. Watch the sun go down over Paddington Station.
Big practice day tomorrow. Place will be jam-packed. And the noise. You won't be able to hear yourself think.
Albie loved the carnival. But all he'd remember would be the riots. The rivers of blood. My Albie was black.
I didn't know.
Yes, George. You're wearing a black man's shirt. You shaved with a black man's razor. The hatred was very open. Albie couldn't bear it. I think that's what finally killed him. The hatred was so open. It made him so ill. Wore him down. It's then that we had to start letting the house. Jean was our first tenant. She was a friend of Gwen's. They'd worked together.
Jean wasn't very good, really. Nice looks, but her voice was nothing to shout home about. And her piano playing wasn't much better than her voice. She ended up more like a manager. Drove her everywhere. Sold to her costumes, all that sort of thing. You'd like Jean. She'd have done anything for Gwen. I had to sell the whole building when he died. Couldn't keep up with the rising costs. I sold it to a tenant. Oh, by God. We soon saw his true colours. He let me keep a room on, just one from 12. Selkirk. I chose this room because Albie and me had never used it for anything. So it had no really painful memories. That's what attracted me to it. And being so high up, I thought it wouldn't be so damp. Of course, I'd forgotten about the chimneys, crumbling. He never did any repairs. Every time it rains, it's like Niagara Falls in here. He wasn't interested, he moved out. It was just an investment for him. He just wanted to redevelop. Now he is. What time is it?
Coming up to 6:30.
You still haven't said how you found me, George.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, I suppose not. Not anymore. Not really. I don't know what I'd do if you let me down, George.
But I won't. We're family.
Half past six.
Hello? They've hung up.
They continued their search, and then, at 3:30, in the toe of a white court shoe, wrapped in tissue paper, Alice found the Hallam necklace.
Edward? Edward? Edward!
Its appearance caused as much excitement to George as when Thomas Thacker, on the banks of the Orange River, first saw the dull pebble that was the light Cape diamond, and which now glittered in the early morning light of a drab bed-sitting room.
Fake. 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 Fake.
It's true. Only the light cape's real. But that's all you need, Alice. 11.2 carats.
George would have killed Alice and taken the stone there and then, but he had other things to do to cover his tracks. He would allow her to dream a little longer. He would wait for the next day when, as Alice said, the place'll be jam-packed. You can hardly hear yourself think. As they waited in the darkness, Alice, in her chair, feigning sleep, dwelt on a plan of her own. Beneath the cushion of her chair, she felt the cold metal of the front door key.
The milkman will be here in a minute, George. You'll have to go down to him.
Why?
He can't get in. Yesterday I was upset. Look, I brought the key up with me by mistake.
He'll leave the milk down there?
No. We have an arrangement. If it's not there, you'll get help. I don't want to cause trouble. Well, you'll have to hurry. Put it in the usual place.
Give it to me.
Alice took the necklace and hid it. It was 8:30. Calmly, she sat in her chair and waited for George to return.
down, George. I want to say something. Please.
What do you want?
The last time Jean was here.
Yes?
I didn't hear the front door slam. It's Dick's.
Oh?
I always wait for it, force of habit, to know I'm safe. And the next time I went down, I tried to close it quietly, but I couldn't.
Don't think about it.
It was as if she never left. And she didn't, did she? You killed her and stayed there in the basement all night.
You're a mad old woman, Alice.
You found me through her. She was going to tell me about it that day, but couldn't because she was ashamed.
The necklace? Where is it?
I wouldn't have found it without you, so I'm giving you a chance, George. They're turning me out today, not tomorrow. 9 o'clock. In half an hour. Please go.
Not without the necklace.
It doesn't matter what you say, what you do to me, because I don't care anymore. And if you kill me, you'll never find it. Oh, you're going?
I'm covering my tracks, Alice. When I come back, I want the necklace.
George went down to the basement and spread the contents of the 2 petrol cans over Jean and the rubbish of the building's past life.
George!
Where is it? Give me the necklace!
No! No!
Damn you! Give me the necklace!
No!
Then he struck a match.
Give me the necklace!
No! No! No!
They faced each other in the entrance hall, half-brother and half-sister, prepared to die to be rich. At 9 o'clock, when they came to turn Alice from her home, the fire had already taken hold. The front door was open. George had gone. The first 2 floors of the building were ablaze. Alice was rescued from the 2nd-floor landing where she had been attempting to get back to her room. She said she had been trying to reach Gwen. By mid-afternoon, the building was gutted to such an extent that when Selkirk finally set to work with his redevelopment, there was very little left of the house to demolish.
Tomorrow, Master Edward is in Kimberley, having meetings with his brother. So I shall be left alone to get on with the job.
Diamond Cut Diamond, play 3 in John Peacock's Diamonds trilogy. Carolyn Jones played Alice. Ian Masters, George. Janet Moore, Jean. Alison Pettit, Josie. And Sean Baker, the narrator. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation on Diamonds was by Anne Bunting, Rosamund Mason, Charlie Hume, and Rebecca Kirby. The director was David Hunter.